Blog Talk Radio.
Try to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at him and tell him, yes, I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell him, I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Grateful.
Good morning, Blog Talk. Thank you for joining me, Minister Prophetess G. Walker, for this broadcast on giving thanks unto the Lord. I tell you, I have so many things to say to you this morning, but I am so very grateful. You know, yesterday I felt in my spirit to do this broadcast on being grateful and thankful. When I got this in my spirit yesterday, it was about 6 o'clock. So I set it up on the Blog Talk website, and I was pondering over what song I would begin the broadcast with. And so I set all that stuff up, you know, the song that you just listened to. So I did all that yesterday. Unbeknownst to me that this morning I would have a whole lot to be grateful for. I thank the Lord for a discerning spirit, and I thank the Holy Spirit for just putting things in my spirit. God is so good. Before I get into the broadcast, let me just say, too, that I just saw something on television. And this just further confirms that the Holy Spirit was dealing with me yesterday on this subject matter of being grateful. I am at home today, and I'm going to tell you in a minute why I'm at home. But I was, I had the television on while I was preparing to go on the air, and I was looking at the Today Show, and so the host says, you know, we're going to have Joel Osteen on this morning. And I thought, what? Now, when did they start having preachers on the Today Show? So anyway, I sat here watching Joel, and somebody tweeted a question. You know, how do you stay in good spirits, you know, considering all that's going on in the world today? And Joel's response was, you know, we might not be able to change some of the things that's going on, but what keeps him lifted up is just being thankful and grateful for the things that God has already done and the things that he's going to do. Just be grateful. So I thank the Lord for that, that was a confirmation on what I got in my spirit on yesterday. Okay, I'm going to get into a little scripture in a minute. I want to tell you about something that happened after I set this broadcast up about 5 or 6 o'clock yesterday. I have a son that's 21 years old, and he lives with me. I have 4 sons. The other 3 have flown the coop. They're gone. But my 21-year-old is with me. And so, you know, he's an athlete and stuff, and he doesn't like to be cooped up in the house. He likes to, you know, be out jogging, running, something of that nature. So yesterday, you know, the weather's nice, and just before dark, he decided, it was dusk, I guess, that he would go out for a little quick jog, a little quick walk around the neighborhood. Now, 10 minutes prior to him leaving, you know, when he was putting on his shorts and stuff, I got in my spirit to pray for his protection. I mean, he's done this before, gone out, walked, jogged and stuff. And I pray for my sons all the time. But just before he left, I felt that I needed to pray for his protection. So I asked the Lord, you know, I went into a few minutes of prayer, and I asked the Lord to protect him and all of my sons and let no harm come nigh unto them. And I pleaded the blood of Jesus over them, that nothing in no way would ever harm them, okay? So my son gets dressed. He goes out. I'm sitting here doing something. But anyway, there's a knock on the door 10 minutes later. I go to the door, and I say, who is it? And it's him. So I open the door. I said, why didn't you come in with your key? He said, I don't have my key. And he looked at me. He said, I just got robbed. I said, what? I said, robbed of what? You went for a walk. He said, I know. All I had on me was my key And three guys walked up to me, and one had a gun, and he said, whatever you got on you, give it to me. So he told him all he had was his keys, and the guy asked him for his keys. Now, you know, he came in, and he was definitely shaken by that. I've never had a gun pointed at me before, so I can only imagine, because in an instant, you know, people say your life flashed before you. In an instant, you know, with these people out here today, they have a reprobate mind and they don't care anything about life. You don't know what will happen. I don't know where you all are listening to me from, but here in Georgia, a few months ago, this lady had done the same thing my son did. She had a baby, and she took the baby out for a stroll one evening over the summer. What do you go out when you're pushing a baby in a stroller? What do you have? Nothing. And maybe a bottle and your keys, a diaper, you know, because you're coming right back. Well, she went out to take the baby for a stroll in the neighborhood. Two guys approached her to rob her. She did not have anything. They got mad and shot the woman's baby in the head. So I sit here this morning grateful that that situation for my son did not turn out to be something worse. I thank you, God. I give you all the honor. Thank you. Blog Talk, that's what I want to talk to you about today. I feel in my spirit that we need to humble down if you don't do it on a regular basis and start being grateful and thankful for some things and stop complaining about everything that you don't have. Let me give you a scripture. Numbers 21:5. I was reading a book the other day, we've all probably read about Moses delivering the children of Israel and how they complained in the wilderness and, you know, they had a bad attitude. So I've read this before, but I just happened to be looking at the scripture again recently because it was quoted in this book that I was reading, Numbers 21:5, and it says, they said to Moses, wherefore have ye brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. Now, the light bread they're referring to is the manna from heaven. So what they were saying is, Lord, what you have provided is not good enough. We don't want this. And that's a strong word. The scripture says our soul loatheth this light bread. That means that is something they really did not want. So instead of this manna, bread from heaven that God is providing, that's sustaining them, that's keeping them alive, it is food, it's nourishment, they didn't want it. They complained. They wanted something else. What God had provided was not good enough. If you're listening to me today and you're one of those people, you're guilty of this, I'm not criticizing you or judging you, but I am telling you, you better change your thinking and start being grateful and appreciative for even the smallest things in this season. Okay? Psalms 107 says, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. He is good. I am so convicted in my spirit of that scripture this morning because of all the things that I may be lacking right now. Just to know that I'm not having to make funeral arrangements For my son, I am able to say God is good. And I'm asking you to look at your life and be thankful and be grateful for the little things. If you have a job, thank him for it. You may not like it. You may not like your coworkers. You may not like your boss. You might not like your hours, but be thankful. If you've got some food to eat, it may be hot dogs and pork and beans, but he has provided. If you don't drive the car you want, but you have a car, it takes you from point A to point B, be thankful. Somebody is walking. Somebody is riding the bus. Amen. Let me share with you what one of my girlfriends told me. One of my girlfriends got laid off. And the fact of the matter is, I just want you to know, I'm going to be real with you, straight with you, Blog Talk. I'm not working. When I do these broadcasts, I don't know if y'all think I'm sitting in some studio somewhere, some radio station. No, sweetheart, I'm on the phone, on my laptop, on Blog Talk's radio site, and I have a host page. You know, it shows me a switchboard. My laptop is lit up like I'm at a radio station, but I am at home when I do these broadcasts. I am not working. I, like my girlfriend, has been laid off in the recession a couple of times. She and I going through the same thing. I've been laid off two or three times. It gets frustrating, but I know God is my provider. Amen. So in the meantime, what I do is make the enemy mad. I don't look at the negatives about my situation, how things are really tight for me. What I do is I thank the Lord for the layoff, because what the enemy did when he took my job away was gave me more time to minister, okay? I have more time to do Blog Talk. I have more time to write, and I started a Bible study at the library in the community where I live. So if the enemy thought he was doing something, God turned it around and worked it out for good. Because I'm going to do what the Lord has called me to do, one way or another. Now I have more time to do it. Amen? But going back to my girlfriend who's been laid off, you know, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. So, you know, she doesn't want to sit at home and do nothing while she's waiting to get a job. So she volunteers at food pantries and things of that nature. So she was sharing with me that she was volunteering at this, I don't know what you call it. It's like a clothing bank. Well, it's not a Goodwill. It's kind of different. But it's a clothing bank. And she was sharing with me that this lady came in and brought her two kids. And she said the clothes in there are really nice, really nice. Well, the lady came in and brought her two kids, and she was in need of some stuff. So, you know, my girlfriend helped her find some items that were in the kids' sizes. Now, this clothing bank will accept pajamas and T-shirts and underwear and things of that nature if they're brand new, if they have the price tag on them. You can bring those things in to be donated out, okay? So this lady with her two kids, her son needed some more underwear. So my girlfriend went and got what they had it, little boys, like briefs, like Fruit of the Loom type things, briefs. And so the lady looked at my friend and said, well, I don't want those. And, you know, he doesn't wear those. He wears boxers. And my girlfriend was sharing this with me, and I thought, what? They're brand new, and they're free, and you want to argue style? Are you kidding me? You're not in Macy's, boo. that's just, that kind of stuff really gets under my skin. When somebody is trying to help you, but you want to be selective, okay? Like the children of Israel, you don't want manna. You want some fresh toast. Oh, Lord, okay? Another situation. Another friend of mine that I know works at the post office. And he was sharing with me, some people at work were complaining because the post office changed their hours around just a little bit, made some adjustments. So if you worked from 7 to 3, your hours got changed a little bit from 8 to 4. 1 hour different. And he was sharing with me that a lot of the employees were mad. Mad. Seriously? With all the people in this economy that don't have a job because you're going to be inconvenienced by an hour. Seriously. I wouldn't care if I work 7 to 3 and you change me from 3 to 11. We need to learn how to be grateful and thankful. The Lord doesn't want to hear all these complaints all the time. This ain't good enough. I don't have that. She has this or he has that. Why don't I have this yet? Better learn how to be grateful for what you do have. You know, everybody has a ritual in the morning. When you get out of bed, you know, you get ready to get your day started, you just automatically go into whatever your ritual is. I don't understand how people forget God. And I understand that you don't have to do everything the way that I do something, but I'm just telling you what I do. In my little morning ritual, before I open my mouth and answer a phone or tell my son good morning, I talk to the Lord. And I don't even have to think about it. It's as common as brushing my teeth. I just start talking, not in any eloquent prayer, you know, not like I'm in church praying. I'm just talking to the Lord and thanking him for who he is and for what he has done and for what he's going to do and how I know he's going to lead me, even though in a particular situation I may not know what to do. But I know that he's in control, and I confess that I trust him. I thank him for loving me. I express that I love him. So we have no excuses for not giving thanks. Because if you don't do it first thing in the morning, there's certainly plenty of time during the day. You get in the car and you drive to work. Turn the radio off and say thank you to the Lord for something. Okay, maybe everything isn't working out quite right in your life right now. Maybe things are, you know, looking like it's going to hell in a handbasket. But still, there's something to be thankful and grateful for. Do you have feet? Do you have legs? Thank him. Somebody has a prosthetic leg this morning. Do you have eyes? Can you see? Somebody is blind. Can you speak? Somebody is mute. Do you have a brain? Do you know, I was watching this TV show called The Voice last night, and this guy was talking about how he wanted to win the competition for one of his sisters who has this brain disease where her brain is shrinking and getting smaller, and there's nothing they can do to stop it. She's an adult. Her brain is shrinking. So she was a normal adult, you know, at one point in time, but now her brain is shrinking, and she's losing her faculties. I mean, she is losing everything, her speech, her ability to think, her abilities to do anything. Can you imagine your brain shrinking? If you can think this morning, you need to praise him. If you can pick up a coffee cup this morning, you need to praise him. I'm fussing this morning, Blog Talk, because we have to be grateful for what he's already done. Nobody wants to do anything for somebody that complains all the time. You ever been around somebody that complains all the time? Nothing is ever good enough for them. You know, if you fix them something to eat, well, I wish you had put a little more of this on it or a little more of that on it. Maybe you made some sweet tea to go with the meal. Oh, I wish you hadn't made sweet tea. I wanted lemonade. Just complaining. You know people like that? It's irritating. Well, the Lord feels the same way. He doesn't want to hear all of our complaints all the time. He wants to be appreciated. That's the word that I have to you this morning. And before I end this broadcast, I just want to pray for you guys that are listening. Close your eyes and join with me in prayer. Father God, I come before you this morning thankful and grateful for who you are. You alone are worthy to be praised, Father God. We worship and adore you and place no one before you. You deserve all the honor and praise. You alone are worthy to be praised. God, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your protection, your favor, your provision for making a way out of no way, Lord. We thank you for being with us, for just being with us, for being a friend and holding our hands and helping us to get through difficult times. Lord, we thank you for the safety of our families. Lord, we thank you for the provision that you give us our daily bread, Father. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but we thank you for our daily bread. Father, we love you. We thank you for your son, Jesus, that died on the cross for our sins. We thank you for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that teaches us all things. And, Lord, I ask you to put a hedge of protection around these listeners, Father, and let no harm come nigh unto them. And I ask that you would help them to draw nearer to you and be thankful for all that you do. In Jesus' name, that's my time, Blog Talk. Talk to you soon.